Ditka.
Well, it's coming right now, right for us at 22,000 miles an hour.
Ditka.
Not a soul on earth can hide from
the me. Steve Cochran Show now welcomes Mike Ditka.
I'm happy for Steve, and I told him I'm proud of him. I tell you what.
The best Bears conversation is right now on 720 WGN.
And good morning to you, Coach Ditka.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. What are your plans this week? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, we're down in Florida now, so we got a couple people coming in. But, we're just going to have dinner at home. Actually, they cook it at the club. We take it home. It's kind of laid-back guy. They watch a lot of football, things like that. No big deal.
I noticed that your restaurants, the billboards are up. A lot of people make that a tradition. They have Thanksgiving at Ditka's.
The Ditka's in Chicago and Oakbrook, those restaurants do a great job on Thanksgiving. They really do. And it saves people. A lot of people don't want to do the whole thing, cook the big meal like they did in the past. So it's pretty a nice deal. They treat you pretty nice. It's a good deal.
I don't know if you played a lot of Thanksgiving games in your Cowboys run, because I don't remember when the Cowboys started playing every Thanksgiving, but I know you played Bears-Lions games, and one in particular, 1964, I looked up some notes here. You had three catches in that game four catches for 35 yards. How about that, Coach? How about those stats?
That wasn't very good. In 1964, we weren't very good. That was a bad year. We had a bad football team, but I played a lot. We played on Thanksgiving with the Cowboys a lot, so I played in a lot of those games, and I think that might have been the only one I played on with the Bears. I really do.
Yeah, but there was a game in 85 in Dallas with the Bears that I don't think Bears fans will ever forget. Remember? Well, 44-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, 44. Yeah, that thing kind of got away from the Cowboys early, and we had a good team. We had a great team. Our guys were they were focused. They were on a mission. They went in there with they knew what they wanted to do. I mean, they
got it done.
I think even that early, they thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, that kind of mission is important to a winning team, and the Chicago Bears find themselves in a different position. Does your strategy as an organization change when you know you're playing out the string?
Well, they could have won the game, guys. We wouldn't be having a discussion about losing a football game yesterday if the field goal, they would have went into overtime or a lot of things could have happened, but it didn't happen.
Right.
And so you start looking around and say, why? I thought Trubisky played a great football game.
Yeah, me too.
I thought the Bears did a lot of things in the game that were very, very good. But you have to have the whole package, offense, defense, and special teams. And if you're lacking one or the other, you're going to have a problem because you can't always make up for it. Everybody talks about New England. You take New England. Yeah, they got a great offense. Watch their defense play. Watch their special teams play.
Yep.
That's why they're good. And you're saying the same thing right now. I watched Minnesota yesterday. That's a pretty good football team. I mean, if somebody asked you who Minnesota's quarterback is, you'd be hard-pressed to say who he is. That's a pretty good football team. They're balanced. They can run. They can play defense. Okay, good special team. And that's what it takes in football. I mean, I know what the glamour is, and I know what looks good. I know what the fans want to see, this and that. But, hey, you got to have balance, and you got to have guys go out there and bust their butt every week. The Bears played hard. They could have won a game.
Sure.
Got away from them. That's all I can say.
Hey, you like kickers, Coach?
I like Kevin Butler. I had a guy in Dallas when I was coaching special teams there. Drove me nuts. He was a foreigner.
Efren Herrera.
Efren Herrera. I'd kick a touchdown. No, you won't kick a touchdown. but he was a great kid. He was a great kid. And the whole team – puts their confidence in that kicker at that point, and when
they got to deliver.
And I understand, yeah, the pressure's on him too. I mean, it's not easy, but I mean, that's his job. You're supposed to do it.
Are teams quicker to change kickers now than they were when you were coaching? It seems like now you miss a kick, you're gone.
Yeah, I think they are. I really do. I think it's I don't know. I think when you look at the way some of the kicks are missed, though, I mean, that kick had no chance in the world yesterday. I mean, right. I don't know how far off that was, but it's pressure. I mean, I've never been a kicker. I mean, I've been a punter, but I've never been a kicker. So I don't know what it means when the game's on the line and you got a 40-yard field goal and you're supposed to make it and you don't make it. The whole team, you know, everybody looks at you. The fans look at you. Well, hey, that's my job. I should make it. I'm the kicker.
Were you a good punter?
I was a pretty good punter. In college, I averaged about 42 yards a punt.
How about that?
That was pretty good, yeah.
When was the last time you punted?
I punted when I came to the Bears. We punted a little bit. I punted in a couple preseason games, but we had a punter with the Bears at that time by the name of Bobby Joe Green. I don't know if you remember him.
Sure.
Might have been one of the greatest punters in the history of the league. So my punting career with the Bears lasted about 2 weeks. And then, after they lined me up beside Bobby Joe, I said, "Okay, that's over." Billy Joe, rather.
What if I tossed you a football Thursday and said, "Punt it"? What would you say to me that you could say on the radio?
My leg wouldn't go up that high. My leg would not go that high. I would try, but I don't think it would go very far. My golf shots don't go very far either.
Coach, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Best to your wife and family.
God bless you guys. Have a great meal. God bless you. Take care.
There you go. Thanks, and to you. We'll get to the news next. And CLTV, too, on 720 WGN.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
I don't know what it is, but I just like it when the Blackhawks beat anybody, but in particular, the Penguins. It wasn't 10-1, but it was 2-1 and held on late. It was good to see Corey Crawford standing on his head again and all those things. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
No.
Since the resurgence began? Unbelievable. Let me get John McDonough in here. The boss, the head honcho, the head cheese, the guru. Good morning, Mr. McDonough.
Good morning, Steve Cochran. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you. How's Abigail?
Abigail's fantastic. How are yours?
Mine. Riley's doing great. Sorry last night. All good.
I thought you, why did I think you had two now?
Well, there's another one coming.
There's a little baby boy
in April. So very excited for
it's the best.
My son Ryan and his wife Katie.
Isn't it ridiculous? You get around them and you're just happier.
Yeah, I mean, they fulfill your life, and it puts things in perspective, and they want to be around you. It's pretty exciting. Can't say that about too many people, Steve.
No, I was going to say, if there's ever a day, and I'm not sure there's ever been one, but if there's ever a day you're cranky at work, does the staff bring the grandbaby in just to cheer you up?
You know, she's been there a couple times, and it does. It brightens my day.
There you go.
You know, you get to the point in your career, and maybe I've gotten there, Steve, where it's been nice to be here 10 years and 24 with the Cubs. People start asking you, how much longer you want to do this?
Go, I didn't know the clock was running.
Steve, Dave, what does that mean?
I get asked the same thing.
Sponsored by MB Financial Bank, it's Breakfast with the Blackhawk. I remember when you made the move to the Hawks, I think I have this story right. You didn't have a desk when you walked in.
I had a slab. That's it. I had a slab, no drawers, but it was gradual. Like if you had a good first week, they gave you drawers, but no, they gave me everything. That part was true. It was a very nice office, and ultimately I got drawers.
Right, but when you first came in, no desk, no phone. I think they had to wire a phone up for you. I'm just, my point of the story is you literally started from scratch and rebuilding this thing with all the great people around you. And I hope occasionally you take a chance to look back and go, it's not just the three cups. It's the whole ride.
It is. And it's about the people. And, you know, so much of the credit for this goes to Rocky Wirtz, and took kind of a gamble hiring a baseball guy to run a hockey operation. But, you know, we've made some good decisions on personnel, certainly with Jay Blunk coming from the Cubs, and Joel and Stan and Al McIsaac and so many others. But it's been a good run. You know, we think there's a lot left. Part of this is, you know, we feel that the engine's just getting warm. But very, very fortunate. And you know this, Steve. We talk about it all the time, how fortunate we are to have the the great people around us that, that make us look good.
Can you imagine if we had to do real work? Holy
No
mackerel.
Kidding. John, I remember being at your introductory news conference a decade ago, and you talked about having been in the second balcony at Chicago Stadium cheering on the Blackhawks. You acknowledged you were a Blackhawks fan, but not necessarily, what would the term be, a hockey savant? And that you needed to learn the game, and you were going to be a sponge with the hockey operations people. How much would hockey would you say you've learned over the past decade?
The hockey guys would probably say not much. I would say that I've absorbed a good amount. Do a lot of listening and ask a lot of questions and, you know, observed. It's very tricky. You've got to be careful. You make suggestions, but primarily all personnel decisions are theirs. But I love the game. I love that the game has transitioned into a speed and skill game. You know, years ago, 10 years ago, Dave, it was a more physical game. It was a heavier game. But, you know, I love it. And, you know, try to spend a lot of time on NHL.com. I'm sure that's a surprise to many people at work and the NHL network. But try to get as much information as I possibly can, yet follow all the other sports as well. And especially, Dave, I'm thrilled to see what's going on in Evanston. Congratulations. Good for you. Good for Jim Phillips. Good for Coach Fitz. Good for Coach Collins. President Shapiro.
It's a good time.
It's good to have. It's great. Good for WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, and did you notice yesterday a guy that we both know, Andy Mazur, does the basketball game, and they get beat unexpectedly badly. So, John, we're blaming Mazur.
Yeah, it could be Andy's fault. That's not the first time that I've blamed Andy for something, as I'm sure he'll be the first one to tell you. But no, it's a good relationship. I know I speak to Jim Phillips pretty regularly, and we're both thrilled to be on GN.
Thank you for that. 10 years with the Hawks and a burgeoning, growing every year relationship with Notre Dame. For fans that might have missed it, tell everybody the announcement you guys made Friday.
We will be playing the Boston Bruins at Notre Dame on January 1st, New Year's Day, 2019. Some have said we have gotten to the point where we've played more outdoor games than indoor games. But it's great that the league thinks enough of us to participate in these games. We're 1-4. We need to do better at that. But, you know, playing Boston, they certainly have a heavy Notre Dame influence in Boston, as they do in Chicago. So we think it's going to be great demand for those tickets.
No
it's
doubt.
It's a spotlight event. And, you know, Steve, we could kind of rewind a little bit. I think the first outdoor game that we played at Wrigley Field really was kind of the lightning bolt that people started to really pay attention to the Blackhawks. I mean, people looked at that game. They never imagined that a hockey game would be played at Wrigley Field, let alone on New Year's Day on national TV.
Right.
And I think that really helped catapult us into the national spotlight and put a lot of attention on the Blackhawks.
And I would remind you, although I know you know this, John McDonough, Dave, do you know the one game the Hawks have won of their 5 outdoor games? Because we were all there.
I was doing a game in Lincoln, Nebraska, and you guys were at Soldier Field in a snowstorm and beating the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's right. Beat the Penguins again, as happened Saturday night. Again, did I mention how much I enjoy it when the Blackhawks beat the Penguins?
That was one of the funnest games, though.
Yeah,
the snow just kept coming down.
Watched the snow pile up on the hats of people in front of us. It was a blizzard.
It really was. You meet Kevin Ross, and then there was a guy named Jimmy DeCastro. Remember?
I don't know what happened to him.
Standing up on the bleachers.
Yeah, whatever happened to him.
Remember, he was going, let's get on TV.
I wonder if he's still in show business. I hadn't heard.
Andre, if they could have said, you know, Central Casting, we're going to have an outdoor game, and this is going to be the backdrop.
Right?
Yeah.
The way it snowed, it was just perfect.
Yeah.
And the game was played under pretty good conditions, but boy, it was heavy snow, you know, right on the lakefront, but a good result.
I have never let your friend and mine, Marlene Wells, forget it. And by the way, she just celebrated her 50th anniversary. You guys were nice enough to be a part of that. But we had tents. There were vendors that were set up outside, right?
Right.
Attractions and things. And we had tents set up. And Marlene claims it wasn't her idea. But our tent was set up facing the lake with the wind coming off the lake. I believe I just thawed out yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a pile of snow right in front of the microphone.
Crazy cold. We have a listener question for you. It says, since it's breakfast with a Blackhawk, the question must be asked, John, what's your favorite breakfast? And you got a fast food place you hit for breakfast.
My favorite breakfast every morning, Steve, I have some yogurt and raisins, and that's probably about it. Maybe a bagel from time to time. Not really have a favorite breakfast place. I don't really stop for breakfast. There's a number of places in the West Loop if you get down there early enough, but not really a favorite one.
Yes, Dave, you'd like
bad
to follow up.
To a heck of a good question.
You'd like to follow up with a quinoa or kale?
No, I wasn't actually. I was going to change gears. If you want to follow up about the breakfast, you go ahead.
No,
I have something
no other
else.
Questions. Go ahead.
I just, John, just hearing your players raving about the MB Arena, the new practice facility, the community ice rink. Coach Q was on with us last week talking about how this is far and away the best facility anyone in the league has. To see this come to fruition, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's exciting because the bar is very high at our place. This started with a discussion that Rocky and I had about 2 years ago, and I think the first thought was to build a single sheet facility primarily for the players, and then if possibly there was time for the community. But Rocky had the vision that he wanted to make this not only a practice facility for the Blackhawks, and he wanted to make this for the community as well and give teams an opportunity. The Mission, it's the home of the Chicago Mission, a youth hockey league. We have open skates, we have youth leagues, we have adults league, we have men's leagues, we have women's leagues. So it was a great idea. It's a state-of-the-art, beautiful palace, and the credit to the vision of all that goes to Rocky. But a lot of people worked hard on it. Al McIsaac, Stan Bowman, Mark Bernard, Andrea Hahn, who runs the facility from a day-to-day standpoint. So it's only been open about a week or so, but so far so good. The reviews have been incredible.
Yeah, no doubt. Andre?
John, I just bought a new pair of ice skates after years of renting them. Do you think Jay could sharpen them for me, or where would you recommend that I get them sharpened?
Yeah, Jay Blunk has a skate sharpening business he does on the set.
No, Troy Parchment, our equipment guy, could get that done.
Awesome.
Jay's very limited, period. Very, very, very narrow, limited ability. Skate sharpening is not one of them.
Okay.
But I can get those done for you, and I'd love to have you out on the ice.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Did you actually skate before, Andrea?
Oh, yeah. I used to skate as a kid. I don't know how it would look. I don't know how it would look now.
Well, we'll find out.
It would be a pretty sight.
Because it'll be viral video soon.
Exactly.
Hey, before I let you go, for the holidays, you got Thanksgiving this week. You got the Christmas holiday coming up. I usually see you over the holidays, but I want to make sure I wish you and the whole extended McDonough family a happy Thanksgiving. Is it a big one coming up?
Yeah, it'll be a big family celebration. It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. We have some games over the holidays, but no, it'll be great. Good time with the kids and granddaughter and friends, family, be terrific. So we look forward to it.
We got to get the kids together. We got to get Abigail and Riley together.
A play
Riley,
date.
Yeah, that would be fun. Abigail's 2.5. Steve, would that be right?
She's almost two. It'll be two next
almost
month.
Almost two. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Riley's a little over two. Yep, that'd be fun. Yeah. I'd enjoy that.
Imagine the trouble Riley could teach Abigail, huh? Mm-hmm.
Or vice
Maybe
versa.
Maybe the other way around.
Yeah. You never know. Right. You never know.
You trying to get her married into the McDonough family?
You never know. Listen, yeah, or vice versa. Happy anniversary. We love what you guys have done with this team. And, Rocky and you at the top. Just thanks, I guess, would be the word. So happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Steve. Same to you. And good talk to all you. Bye.